Hello, Dick. How are you?
Good. Jimmy and I are down here at my office with Pat Gray.
Yeah.
Let me give you his version of it before we
yeah.
discuss the ramifications of it.
Right.
I describe his attitude. Several days after the apprehension of the Watergate buggers, he was asked to come over and met in John Ehrlichman's office. He did, and there was Dean. Part of the conversation was John Dean, Ehrlichman saying nothing. John Dean says, Pat, here are some highly sensitive, very secret files that were in the possession of Howard Hunt that have nothing to do with the Watergate case. They are of a very, very secret, sensitive nature. He did not describe their contents. They should not be put in the FBI files, and they should never see the light of day. Here, you take them. The substance of it. Pat took the documents. John Dean. He stayed there with John Ehrlichman and said nothing about the documents, and they were talking about apprehension and concern that you had about leaks from the FBI. Pat then left that office, went home, had trips to make, left him at home. When he came back on a Sunday night, this occurred on a Thursday or a Friday. When he came back on a Sunday night, he then took the documents down to his office without looking at them, tore them into bits, put them in his burn basket, and they were destroyed. That's Pat's feeling. Now, I said, Pat...
But he then is not going to say anything.
He will not say that...
Not say that he was ordered to destroy them.
No.
That
pressed upon cross-examination as a result of what Dean said. He said that I had to gather Dean as being, you know, a representative
yeah.
of the President of the United States. I had to just infer from his remarks that since I didn't see the light of day, they were of such highly sensitive nature, it could not be put in the FBI files. He just concluded himself they ought to destroy him. Now, that's quite a bit different, you know, than getting a specific direction.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, Pat, as I do, you press him to the wall, and Pat would say that the only fair inference that I could gain from my conversation with John Dean, with Ehrlichman present, was that they had to be destroyed. He would not say...
It was the dean that told him this.
Yeah, yeah. But he would not say that he was specifically ordered to destroy them.
Yeah.
So now we are talking in this vein. Pat, if you testify before a grand jury, we all have to assume that that's going to go out and hit the streets, which
that's right.
is a monumental leak there where you're in no position to go
right.
throw lawyers in jail
that's right.
because of the atmosphere.
That's right.
So suppose that this very statement you gave us that you made public tomorrow. You just got the press and said this is what happened. What would that do with respect to your ability to after manage the Federal Bureau of Investigation? He said it would be a disaster. So I said, well, Pat, that's where we are, logically. If it should come out, and indeed it is because of all the leaks that we have, isn't that where we are? He feels that it's an admission of guilt of some kind.
Right.
And I said, Pat, as far as I can see, you haven't done anything criminally wrong, you know. Just in light of all the facts and circumstances of the Watergate case,
his ability to conduct the office.
It's just an impossible situation for you to manage that bureau. And that is where we wound up before I called you, because I told
right.
him that I wanted
I understand.
To, you know,
yeah.
he's in the other room with Henry, to report to
understand.
You what he said and
right.
in the context of it. Gray, as you know, is a soldier, and he's going to do a goddamn thing.
I know.
Henry and I,
you and Henry feel that nothing should be done tomorrow, then.
No. No, and that isn't true, sir. Henry and I feel, and we're trying to get across to Pat without just denuding him. He's got to resign. How do you want us to proceed tonight?
But how would we do it? No, he should say nothing tonight.
Oh, I'm not talking about tonight. But I'm trying
yeah.
to make a decision tonight.
Yeah. But in terms of the resignation, and I know he's always raising the problem of what about Ehrlichman and in this case, and I say I raised the problem with Dean. What about Dean? And he says Peterson is going to. They're going to have to get Dean. You know what I mean? Dean's lawyers are still saying, or we're going to. Immunity and all that sort of thing. And you give him immunity? anybody advising it?
No.
That's my point. Well, then,
no,
then, and basically, all you can talk to Dean about is not immunity, but you can only talk about, well, we'll give you the fairest treatment we can. Isn't that right? No way you could give him immunity, for example, in the subordination of perjury, is there?
No, sir.
You see, done that?
I didn't want to talk to that little bastard about,
no,
giving him the fairest treatment we can.
Right. Well, that's...
He's put himself in a position in opposition to you, the government of the United States, everybody he's associated
right
with.
That's right.
John Dean is going to find himself in a very, very small corner, Mr. President.
And that's the point. He's, and also, he's going to be, you know, as I told you, you strike a king.
That's right.
On Pat, what's your advice? What do you and Henry think? You understand, I'll take care of my problems. Let me tell you, you can tell Peterson. I mean, and he you know what I mean? I've got my own problem, but I can handle my own way, you know. I'm not going to draw. This is a little bit different version than Peterson told me. Peterson told me that Ehrlichman had ordered, that Gray was going to say that Ehrlichman had ordered him to destroy the documents. Now, that proves not to be true, is it?
That's correct.
See, I want the damn truth. I don't care whether I know. I know Peterson hates Ehrlichman, and that's all right, too, but I don't want Peterson to mislead me like that.
Peterson doesn't hate Ehrlichman, but let me give you an event that occurred last summer, Mr. President, in office when I was out of here on my vacation.
Yeah.
On a particular Sunday, when I was out of the city, John Ehrlichman called up Peterson.
Uh-huh.
In a very, very intemperate way, you know, gave him instructions with respect to what he ought to do in this goddamn matter. Henry Peterson had been the mature kind of fellow that he was. And
instructions about
you,
in what way?
Press.
But not to cover up or anything.
No, but, you know, just the whole manner in which we were investigating this thing and doing it and everything else.
I see.
That really rubbed Henry the wrong way.
I get it. Well, I understand. I don't understand. I like Peterson. I mean, myself. You know what I mean? You trust him now, don't you?
Who, Henry?
Yes.
Mr. President, if I learn tomorrow that Henry Peterson has been duplicitous in this thing,
all right.
I don't know what the hell I'd do.
Some say not, but I mean, I understand. I'm talking to him as he's my counsel now, and I want you to know that.
Mr. President, you trust me, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah, then I trust Henry Peterson.
Sure. But my point is,
I've trusted this guy.
Yeah, my point is, now come back to the judgment. What do Peterson and you think Gray ought to do?
We're in the process of telling Pat that he's got to resign.
That he should do it on the basis that it's totally, but that this is a... Another of the, I mean, that in view of the, he thinks his ability to, in view of the charge that has been made, that this, he should say exactly what happened here, that he was delivered these documents, he was told they were not in any way related to the Watergate case. They were, what did he say, politically sensitive?
Highly sensitive for national security reasons. That he should not see the light of day. Or should they be put in the FBI files?
Right.
On that basis, he took them. Two incredible aspects of this, Mr.
He didn't open it.
Number one, he didn't say, well, why the fuck are you giving them to me? Why don't you destroy them yourself?
That's right. Well, if that's why his destruction line won't work, you see.
Yeah. And then and not knowing what was in him and not being specifically ordered to destroy him, why did he destroy him?
Yeah. And why didn't he look into them and see what they were?
Or why didn't he look at them?
Yeah.
And then he says, well, I... gathered the very clear import of Mr. Dean's remarks that they were given to me for the purpose of being destroyed.
Oh, boy, no.
The conclusion that he arrived
at. No, he must, let me say, Pat must not say that publicly.
He'll say it to a grand jury.
If he says that, that's a conclusion that he says, but that's public. But my point is, he says, White House counsel, well, of course, Dean is going to ordered him to destroy.
He will not say that, sir.
That he drew that conclusion.
Yeah.
All right, but you understand that makes him look like a goddamn. It looks like
they're a goddamn fool.
Not only looks like a fool, but it looks like the two of them together were conspiring to destroy evidence.
That's right.
They can't do it. He's got to put it.
And
Pat's got to put it.
And I've gone over this thing with him 10 times.
He's got to put it in terms.
He won't do it. He'll say this. I was not specifically ordered to destroy him. Dean says, Pat, here are some documents. The most sensitive documents. They have nothing to do with the Watergate case. They pertain to national security matters. They should never see the light of day.
description that Mr. Dean wanted me to destroy. That's practically the same thing, see?
I think you'd say that, Mr. President.
Huh?
I think you're going to say that.
Do your best on that, though. I mean, you see my point?
Sure, I see it.
I mean, you tell him, Pat, that just doesn't add up.
Mm.
It's going to make it sound like hell.
Yeah, and I've gone over it with him about 10 times.
Is that what he would say tomorrow, you mean, or nothing?
Well, he'll say nothing tomorrow if we tell him not to.
Yeah.
Wait until he goes to the grand jury.
What would he do tomorrow? Resign? Why? Because of this charge?
He doesn't want to resign. He himself thinks if he resigned as a result of what's going to be in the newspaper,
mm-hmm.
you know, that would be a confession of guilt on his part, and that just brings the world down.
Well, under the circumstances, I mean, you haven't seen...
Resurrect and rehabilitate other people. You understand what I'm trying to say?